Hi, welcome to Dear Nikki. My name is Nikki. And if you've been here before, welcome back. And if you're new to the show, this show is all about sex and the fantasies that people have, reading from emails directly and anonymously sent to me. Together we explore the experiences of everyday people, just like yourself. You never know who I could be reading from. I could be reading from that businessman. He actually travels to a small neighborhood where he has business in every other weekend. He goes and sees a couple, and he services them both every night, all night long. I could be reading from a woman that you work with. She frequently talks about a summer job. What she doesn't tell you at that campground, her job is to make sure every camper that signs up for a happy ending gets one. And I can be reading from a group of women. You know how men have poker night? Well, so do women. Oh, they play poker all right. And sometimes they wear varying lengths, girths, and colors of strap-ons. You know, poker night? You just never, ever know. And if you have any erotic fantasies, questions, or anything else, feel free to send them to Nikki at nikky@dearnikki.com or anonymously through the website at dearnikki.com under the confessions tab. Just remember, by submitting a confession or anything else, you certify the following are true. You are the sole creator of the submission. You're 18 years of age or older, legally able to write, submit erotic or pornographic material. Stories including bestiality, incest fantasies, underage role play, rape sex, rape fantasies, or other non-consensual content or racial slurs will not be aired. We reserve the right to change names or other identifiable information, and you're releasing all rights to your creation. So I've had two quirky thoughts. First of all, well, not really quirky. First one's really not quirky. It's just a fact about myself, though. A lot of you have asked, you know, more about me. What's, you know, what makes me tick? I'm a really simple person when it comes down to it. I consider myself common sense, yada, 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 that kind of thing. And I'm told I'm sexy. Here's the thing. One of my favorite things that most people, I'm sure I've probably mentioned it on a show or two, is sour candy. There's times that I do long, late hours or do road trips, and I like sour candy. And my sour candy go-to is, it's not Sour Patch Kids. It's on the tip of my tongue, and it's sour Skittles. I have a thing for sour Skittles. I travel with them. It's one of the go-tos in my, you know, it is. It's enough sweet and sour that, you know, a small travel size bag will get me usually to my destination. If it's a long, like, and when I mean long, I mean 4 hours plus. Just, you know, halfway through, it seems like I need like a couple just to pop in my mouth and drive, and then I finish the bag or an hotel, or I wrap it for the return back trip. Then I stumbled on, I knew they had it, but the sour Jelly Bellies. I love Jelly Bellies. And I'm the freaky one that likes the buttered popcorn, but I like to combine them with the Tutti Frutti and then or the marshmallow. So buttered popcorn and marshmallow so far has been my favorite combination. And yes, I'm one of those people, if I get candy that even M&Ms, gosh, this is so bad, that I like to separate the colors. So I do that with all my candies, like if they come in, especially like the Jelly Bellies and Skittles, I do separate. And I will never forget I had my jar one day, and I had painstakingly, because somebody had given me a big thing, of Skittles. And I had painstakingly, because it was driving me nuts having them all mixed up, so I painstakingly separated them into the colors. You know, your least favorite top, favorite on the bottom, which is hard because it depends on what day, if you ask me. It can vary. However, that I had somebody come over, reach in, grab a big handful all the way down, and then they shook it so they could get to the flavor they wanted. I about died. I literally about died. I felt my soul leave my body. So there's a quirky thing you know about me now. Oh, that. And I think I have told you this, the paintings, like if I walk in a room and a painting is off, even like a fraction, it drives me nuts. I cannot focus. I can't. I have to walk up to it and like shift it to level. So I am that person as well. Speaking of which, so this past weekend, and it was either Friday or Saturday, I don't remember. The good person of Elon Musk, I don't know personally. I really don't, but he seems funny and I like it. So now if you hated me, I'm sorry to see you go. But I do at times. I find there's a lot of quirky people out there I don't judge. But he posted something about the hotel chair as a cuck chair. And every hotel room has one. And I never thought about that, you know, when you walk into your room, a hotel room, there is a chair that's always facing the bed. Maybe not be facing directly like to the headboard, because I was thinking after he posted that, I was thinking about the last few hotels I've stayed in. And the chair in the room faced like the middle to end of the bed. So it still had a view. So it still had a cuck view. It definitely would have a cock view. And it doesn't mean you need to face the headboard either, because you could fuck at the foot of the bed as well. So am I the only one to really think of it that way this late in the game? I am like 46 years old and going, I never thought of it that way. Boy, it's really sending a subliminal message of, hey, watch your partner get fuck or masturbate. And then I was talking to somebody about it today. We're having a deep conversation and they said they used to watch the person they were with when they went to a hotel room. He used to use it to watch them get dressed. Or strip, but he specifically said dressed. And I find that erotic because it's kind of like backwards. You know, you're putting your underwear and your bra on. And it made me wonder how long it would take him to go and completely undress her. Like, you know what? Screw it. We don't need to go to the theater. We can just either that or bend her over and move her panties aside and fuck her right there. Just wondering, you know, the sex lives of other people just is very interesting to me. And that's all I'm going to say. What do you think? Would you use the cock chair now as a cucking chair? Or would you use it as, you know, just a chair to watch? Watch them get dressed. Or better yet, invite somebody in and watch them fuck. Or you could even have your person or room steward, maid, whatever we're calling them these days, watch you. There you go. That'd be interesting too. Would you ask them to join? Watched? Yeah, why not? Join? Not sure about that. Depends how far I am from my home. You know what time it is. It's time to sit back, relax, and let's have a whiskey. With some filthy cherries, of course, and explore some erotic fantasies from people just like you and me. Dear Nikki, it was a hot, sweltering day, laying in the sun bed, just chilling. We arrived at the beach early in the morning to make the most of the day and also get a sun bed in the location we wanted it. Not too far from the front, but close enough to the water to still feel the coolness of its breeze on my body and particularly on my naked breast. In fact, I was totally naked and loving it. After we arrived at the beach, I quickly stripped off and lay in my sunbed and laid back to check out the talent. Tully lay on the sunbed next to me and reached over and gently brushed the palm of his hand over my right nipple. His cock lay limp at the angle and looked neat and clean after I spent some time trimming his pubes. Oh, it sent a tingle through me in the anticipation of what the day was going to bring. To the left of me were a number of naked couples all getting undressed, rubbing suntan lotion on themselves and laying at towels on the sunbeds. To the right was another couple, aged, I think, in their late 30s. She was tall, athletic, with long, blonde, straight hair, a slim waist, and, no pubes. He was also athletic in build, very brown, and was very tall. I imagined him to be a businessman or something. He certainly had money, judging by the watch he was wearing. He, too, also had no pubes. I could see the sun glistening on his long, and I mean long, penis. I watched them both get ready, with helping each other with their sun lotion. I watched as she rubbed lotion all over his back, and then slowly worked down and past his waist, and then onto his buttocks. She spent an age making sure she applied all the lotion to all of his crevices. I watched as she turned him around and then applied the lotion to his front. He stood only 6 feet in front of me, slightly to my right. I watched as her hands glided over his body, across his stomach, and then her hands dropped to cup his penis and balls in her hands. She used both her hands to apply the lotion, and I felt myself transfixed, staring at his crotch, as her hands gently rolled over his cock and balls. I was feeling turned on, and found that I was holding my breath as I watched his bullet in her hands. I glanced up and saw that they were both staring towards me, and they had seen me watching, and I suddenly felt a rush of blood to my face. An embarrassment of being caught. I suddenly jumped in shock As I felt fingers brush against my pussy lips, I looked down and saw Tony had reached over and started to play with my clit and pussy lips. I could feel that I was soaked as he slid a finger deep in my pussy. I looked up and saw the couple watching us. She was still stroking his cock, which I could clearly see had hardened somewhat. He raised his hand and gave me a thumbs up. Then they both smiled at me, turned away, and went to lay down on their sunbeds. I let out a gasp of breath and found myself panting, having held my breath through all of that and a rush of being so turned on. I moved Tony's hand away and saw, too, he was grinning at me like a Cheshire cat. Later, I whispered. Throughout the day, I was aware of this couple. I had watched and saw how they interacted, how they gently stroked each other every now and then. I came to the opinion that they were a nice couple, in love, and were just like Tony and me, besotted with each other and loving sexy experience of lying naked at the beach, watching and being watched by other naked people. Tony and I spent the day chatting, rubbing lotion on one another, swimming and reading and watching others. It was getting to the end of the day, and I was hoping that we would get the opportunity to make love on the beach. It came to the point of day when it was still hot, but most people had left. There were only 3 or 4 couples, including us, and including the couple I'd watched earlier. Shall I give you a last drop of sun lotion, baby? You look a bit red. Yes, okay. Thanks, baby. Love you, I replied. Tony sat on the edge of my sunbed and started gently to apply the lotion up to my shoulders. I felt his hands slide gently over my skin, along my neck and on my shoulders. Very gently and very slowly, I felt so relaxed. I closed my eyes, feeling the sensation of his hands to the fingers on my skin. His hands worked very slowly down my shoulders and chest, and he started to run them over my breast, concentrating on my nipples, which I immediately felt go hard. I felt him take hold of each nipple and pull them gently. Cheeky, I said. Don't worry, baby. I'm being good. I'll stop if you want me to. I smiled. He knew I didn't want him to stop. His hands concentrated for ages on my breast, and then eventually they moved down to my stomach. Oh, I love it when his hands stroke my tummy, gently gliding and then feeling his hands go lower and lower. I parted my legs so that I could feel the breeze on my pussy lips. I was feeling aroused, but I had felt that all day. I felt Tony's fingers gently stroke my clit, and then he pushed 2 fingers inside me. A shockwave ran through my body, and I shivered at realizing how aroused I was. I was soaking, and I could feel my pussy lips swelling and getting really hard and open. I opened my eyes just in time to see Tony's beckoning the other couple over to us. What are you doing? I hissed. Relax, baby. They seem like a nice couple, and I'm here to protect you. Just enjoy it. They've been watching us for ages and giving me the thumbs up. I watched as they brought the sunbed, dragging it through the sand, and pulled it up close to me on the left-hand side. They were within touching distance, just inches away. I quickly looked around and saw that we were the only ones left on the beach. Hello, he said with a foreign accent. I'm Janka, and this is my wife, Loretta. I hope you don't mind us joining you. We've been watching you, and you two are so sexy. I was just dumbstruck. I didn't know what to say. I then saw that Yankee had been pronounced with a Y, as in Yankee, had a massive heart on, and his wife had her hand firmly gripped around its shaft, moving her hand up and down. Honey, relax, it's okay. Lie back and close your eyes, and just enjoy it. I trusted Tony with my life. I always feel safe in his presence, so I lay back again and closed my eyes. I still felt tensed and closed my legs lightly. Tony was having none of it, and gently pressed against my inner thighs and prized my legs open. I really wide, with my ankles hanging off the bed. I felt his fingers inside me, his other fingers playing with my clit, rubbing it around, up and down. I could feel myself getting really turned on, and I know I'm going to come soon. I could feel my pussy lips hard and open. I can hear myself panting and gasps. I reach out between Tony's legs and feel for his cock. I take it in my hand and find that he was fully erect, hard as a rock, and it's pointing up. I grasp it and start to stroke it up and down. I open my eyes and can't believe what I'm seeing. Yankee is staring at my open pussy. His face is just inches from mine. Loretta was gripping his cock. It was massive. She was pumping his cock for all it's worth, sliding her hand up and down his shaft in what I could only describe as vigorous motion. She was looking at me and smiled, then blew me a kiss. I couldn't stop staring at Yankee's cock. I love seeing a cock played with. I could feel Tony's fingers working on my clit and the 2 other fingers deep inside my pussy. I could feel my orgasm building. I gripped Tony's cock and started to slide my hand up and down the shaft, matching Loretta's pace. This was so sexy. I had dreamt for a long time of something like this. Tony continued to play with me, and I felt myself grinding my hips to match his finger movements. I could hear my own juices slopping as he pushed his fingers inside me. I raised my hand and grabbed my breast, squeezing it to increase the pleasure waves running through my body. Loretta then suddenly got up and moved behind me with both her hands as she started to touch my breast. Yankee had taken his cock into his own hands and was busy having a wank right in front of me and was watching Loretta play with my breast, also looking at my open, hard pussy. I watched his hands glide up and down his cock, getting faster and faster. I'd never had a woman touch me before, and normally I wouldn't let it happen, but I was so turned on, I didn't care who touched me. I was dying to come. It was rising out of my body, and I was going to be huge. I didn't want to come yet, though. This was so good. Loretta was turning me on with her hands, on my breast alone, and was playing with my nipples. Tony played with my massively swollen clit, and pushing his fingers into my pussy, like I love him to do. "Take his cock in your hand, honey," whispered Loretta. I looked at her, and she nodded towards Yankee. I looked at Tony and smiled and said, "Go ahead, honey." I reached out and slowly placed my hand on Yankee's hand, and that was stroking his massive cock. He removed his hand, and I gripped his shaft with my left hand, curling my fingers around it. It felt strange feeling another man's cock, particularly with his wife playing with my breast. I started to slowly move my hands along his penis, feeling how turned on and hard he was. Loretta then moved again and sat in bed with her fingers frantically rubbing her clit. I lay there with Tony's cock in my right hand and Yankee's cock in my left. My pussy was throbbing and I knew I was about to come. I could feel the sensations building as Tony played with me, and I played with the men. I felt Yankee's cock twitch with a loud gas escaping from his mouth. His cock suddenly exploded with cum, which came shooting out and running down my hand hard. I continued to pump his cock to get as much cum out of him as I could. Loretta was frantically fingering herself and shouting, "I'm coming, I'm coming," and at just that moment, I feel his cock swell, an extra bit, the way it does right before he comes. With Tony's fingers deep inside me, I start to come and rock myself in an arch as I feel wave after wave of sheer orgasm run through my body like a massive electric shock. Tony continues to play with my clit, which is so sensitive, still sending shocks through my body. Loretta's still coming herself as she sets Tony off, as I feel his cock jerk and his cum start to flow down my hand. I'm soaked in my cum and my hands are full of Yankee's Tony's cum. Everyone was smiling at everyone, and everyone was happy. "Wow," shouted Tony. "That was so horny." Afterwards, we all cooled off and cleaned up and all introduced ourselves and walked out the beach in different directions. I could not wait to get back to the hotel to get Tony on the bed and have the fuck of my lifetime. I was still so turned on and I needed a scene too. Elizabeth. Well, hello, Elizabeth. Look at a, oh my God. I think I would have joined in watching myself. I love that they came over to the bed, pushed the bed together, and then encouraged you. I've always said that I feel that there are, how do I say this? This isn't really a threesome. You know, when you watch porn on TV, you find the female-male porn. I always feel like there's one left out, and this, even though it wasn't a threesome with two females, it was two couples. I felt everybody was getting something, you know, and coming to it. So I would have to say, Elizabeth, you very much dispelled my idea of someone being left out. I mean, everybody sounds like they had a happy ending. But my question is here, as I was reading the story, this one of the times you came, it didn't sound like anybody had their hands on you. And I thought I was the only one. Turns out, ladies and gents, that when I'm particularly aroused, that I know, one, after I have an orgasm, I can make myself orgasm again without touching myself. And there are times that if I think of a fond memory of a certain someone that in a chair, maybe it's because I'm so in deep thought that I do have an orgasm, but it's not like a clitoral orgasm, like if you're masturbating, it's more internal, but it's my body in pubic region still goes through the flutters of an orgasm. And it's an orgasm. I still have all the flushness and everything else and needing, well, if I smoked a cigarette after, maybe not as exhausting physically, but still, yes. Does anybody else have that? That'd be interesting to know if I'm the only one on that. If you were to go to a nude beach and there was a sexy couple next to you and taking their time putting on suntan lotion, I don't really think I needed to ask the question really, but I mean, I know the answer is yes for me. This is a total yes for me. What about you guys? You know the question. I really do.
Dear Nikki,
Well, as Friday came closer, I was dreading the trip I had promised her, shopping again. As any guy knows, shopping rates high on the list, along with bamboo shoots under the nails, sticks in the eye and kicks to the groin as the favorite thing to do. Well, this was about to change. As I got out of the shower and started to dress in some casual attire, I noticed she was taking a little longer to choose her wardrobe for the evening. I sat on the couch watching the evening news as she searched through her clothes. Around 30 minutes, I walked into the bedroom to see she was ready, and she had picked a short skirt, matching blouse, and her usual sandals. Well, off to the car we went. As we entered our vehicle, she smiled and stepped in. Her skirt slid upwards to reveal a shaven pussy staring at me. I grinned and kissed her, sliding her little tongue and playfully whisked her tongue around mine. I backed out of the drive and away on the evening shopping trip we went. We went to all the shops she usually visits on these trips. At each, she teased me with flashing her ass, bending over, showing her wet pussy and lips and rubbing my cock in several stores. Upon entering Macy's, she found a female equivalent with the great gold rush of 1849, a complete rack of a clearance dress. Now, not only were they mostly her size, but there must have been 30 inviting styles. This was a major blow to my cock, which had been dying to slide into that little mound between those thighs. She picked out an armful of dresses and headed towards the fitting room, to which I reluctantly followed. After a few seconds, she emerged from the fitting room in a short red dress. She stepped out and asked my opinion, strolled out into the store in the catwalk fashion. She then abruptly turned her back to me, flashed her naked ass from under the red dress, and went to try on the next dress. This went on until she had to stack the dresses she liked in the nearest chair and asked if I would go for another dress for her. I walked back to the rack, just picked out all size 6 dresses they had, and headed over to the fitting room again. As I entered the area, I noticed that there were awaiting people were gone. I checked my watch and it was 8:35. With only 25 minutes till closing, I sighed a relief, knowing that within the next 30 minutes, I would at least be plunging my cock in her mouth. I called her name into the fitting room and she emerged outside the curtain booth, totally nude. Smiled an inviting, girlish grin. I quickly went into the booth and passionately kissed her warm lips. She placed both arms around me as I fondled her breast. I reached around her to touch that cute little ass as she pushed me slightly backwards and smiled at me and asked, "Is this what you're waiting for?" With that, she knelt in front of me, opened my trousers, and pulling my cock from my underwear. I rubbed my aching cock on her cheek and then slowly encircled her lips with it. She licked the tip and slowly kissed both sides of my hard shaft. I placed my hands on the back of her head and began inserting my cock in her mouth. I popped it into her throat quietly. She rubbed my balls while I let out a low moan. I then tugged her shoulders, bringing her to stand up. I inserted a couple fingers in that nail-soaking wet pussy and kissed her again. I then dropped to the floor and had her place her leg on the nearby bench and started to lick her pussy lips and gently flick her clit with my tongue. She started to slowly grind her hips to the motion of my fingers sliding in and out of that dripping pussy. I slowly inserted 3 fingers into her and kept the tempo with my tongue on her clit. She began to arch her back. Her legs started to shake as she convulsed into a huge orgasm. She cupped her hands over her mouth to avoid being detected in the fitting room. As she stopped grinding that pussy into my hands, I quickly turned her around and plunged my cock into her waiting hole. I grabbed both hips and thrust my cock into her as hard as I could. Her wet pussy was making a very enjoyable sound as I pounded into her. I slowed for a second, reached down and lightly squeezed her clit, and she responded by wiggling a cute ass. She then began to slowly tighten and release her muscles in her pussy, thus grabbing at my cock. I felt my spine begin to tingle at the furious assault the cunt had with my cock. As the oncoming explosion, I turned her around and pushed her shoulders so she was on her knees. She took my cock in her mouth and began to bob her head into my crotch. In seconds, I was filling her throat with cum. She gagged slightly but kept slurping on my cock. I was spent. She looked at me with the droplets of cum on her lips and smiled, winked at me, and wiped her lips dry. I slowly peeped out of the dressing room, seeing no one nearby. I made a speedy exit. I looked at my watch and at my arm, and it was 9:10, and everyone had left the store except for 2 young ladies who were standing at the register. They both looked at me and my wife, emerged from the fitting room. Then we went to pay for the new dresses as they both eyed us in disgust, and one made the comment that the fitting room in the plus-size area was better for sex, as no one ever uses it. I apologized for keeping them past closing and assured them that we weren't having sex, just having a tough time with zippers. My wife, on the way home, totally removed her clothes and deep-throated my cock while I fingered her to another orgasm. The lights of the town glowed dimly on her ass as we drove. She then walked into the ass and asked if I'd maybe go shopping next weekend. How could I deny her that? Clay. Well, hello, Clay. I have to say, I have never had changing room sex. I think this is actually the first time someone, maybe, we may have had one other, but has written in about it. It's not even a place, really, I think about having sex. You know, I don't go shop. I hate shopping. I'm one of those oddball women. I just hate it. I'd rather deal with the returns, you know. And I actually do have something to return, and there's a store nearby that I can walk into and return it and store credit, or, you know, maybe browse something there and try not to buy another, you know, rock band t-shirt. You know, they had a Prince one that I don't have yet that was eyeing me. Anyway, that being said, no, I've never. And would I have? Maybe, you know, maybe head, but I don't think full-on sex is in my repertoire, but it is curious. But I don't think I would, you know, now if I caught somebody, like if I was one of those ladies, I might pop in the next fitting room and start fingering myself to it. What about you? Would you have sex in a store changing room? Or you're like me, would you sneak into the next one and just get off to it? I'd really like to know. I think this is a perfect time to stop for the day. I want to thank you again for joining me. Don't forget, voting ends April 30th. You can vote once a day, and then we can go the Poconos to the award show. What do you think about that? Also, I can't wait to see everybody in Wichita this weekend. That is going to be a fun treat, don't you think? If you see me there, stop by, say hello. I'm at a booth on Saturday, I think, from what I understand. If not, I'm walking around, have purple hair. I have no clue what I'm wearing yet. And in closing, hello, lover. Why don't we go and see if we can catch someone making out or fucking in a changing room? I promise to give you a hand job, maybe even suck your dick. What do you think? I really want to know. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, have a fucking fabulous week.